Then maybe he's not so stupid as he seems.
Osher was always wary around the direwolves. The day she was taken, Summer and Grey Wind between them had torn three wildlings to bloody pieces.
Or might be he is, and that tastes of trouble too.
She tied up her hair.
You have more of them wolf dreams.
No. He did not like to talk about the dreams.
A prince should lie better than that, Osher laughed. Well, your dreams are your business. Mine's in the kitchen, and I'd best be getting back before Gage starts to shouting and waving that big wooden spoon of his. By your leave, my prince.
She should never have talked about the wolf dreams, Bran thought, as Hodor carried him up the steps to his bedchamber. He fought against sleep as long as he could, but in the end it took him as it always did. On this night he dreamed of the weirwood. It was looking at him with its deep red eyes, calling to him with its twisted wooden mouth, and from its pale branches the three-eyed crow came flapping, pecking at his face, and crying his name in a voice as sharp as swords. The blast of horns woke him. Bran pushed himself onto his side, grateful for the reprieve. He heard horses and boisterous shouting. More guests have come, and half drunk by the sound of them.